There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to bring up whatever you'd like, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You may join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. And the features that you'll find there, they're totally free. So enjoy. At freetalklive.com, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first. We'll notice it, approve it, and then once that's done, it'll be easy for you to call via Skype. With you tonight, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget to check out more of Derek J. on his website, derekj.me. You just put up a new video today, Derek J.
Yeah, a friend of mine just got out of jail, co-host here on Free Talk Live.
That's right, our very own Daryl W. Perry, who is our Friday night co-host, who missed Friday night due to checking into the local jail, as we like to call sometimes the Keene Spiritual Retreat, for a restful weekend in solitary confinement. Well, actually, it turned out that he wasn't truly in solitary over the weekend. They kept him in what's called classification.
Intake, yeah.
Had he been kept... well, no, he wasn't in intake, necessarily. He made it into the cell block, but he was sort of sequestered away from the average prisoner that was in that particular cell block. Although when he was released for his 1 hour per day outside of the cell, meaning he could walk around the day room, he was out with the other people who were being sort of kept to themselves. So it was at that time that he was able to actually interact with some other prisoners. So technically not truly solitary confinement, but apparently had they kept him in there for longer than 3 days, he would have been classified and likely then put into solitary confinement. So I'm sure we'll hear more from Daryl on Friday night about his experience.
And this is for not paying a fine, right? Just
that
refusing to pay a fine.
For refusing to pay a fine. So, Derja, you recorded video of him being dropped off to jail on Friday, and you subsequently recorded again today when he was released. And that video is up at DerekJ.me?
Yes, and at FreeKeen.com.
Excellent. You can get more of Derek there at DerekJ.me, including his various different media efforts. He does so much. Lots of different radio shows like Peace News Now and a couple different Bitcoin shows.
Yeah, on. Bitcoin Talk Show and the Bitcoin Group.
Peace News Now was great last week. I caught part of the episode with Garrett Ian from the Keen Robin Hood, and you always do a great job.
Thanks.
On that show.
This week is going to be really exciting. I'll be interviewing a man who's talking about an armed march on Washington. Not very peaceful,
oh,
but
no.
That's coming up.
Wow. Okay.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely want to hear that.
Tune in.
So go check it out. DerekJ.me. We get back to James, who has waited patiently here through the news. James, you called in the last hour. For those of our listeners who are just tuning in, we had talked about the UK face-sitting protest that had gone on last week, I think, outside of Parliament. And the reason why this protest was happening in the first place... Because mostly people don't sit on each other's face in public, but because the UK government saw fit to go ahead and ban all kinds of different sex acts from being made into pornography, then people decided they were going to protest by engaging in a simulation of one of those sex acts and sitting on one another's faces. In fact, setting a record, from what I understand, of world record for face sitting in one location as far as how many people were participating.
I think we have too many records.
So we are sharing details on that. And then you called in, James, to say that you don't believe that, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but my understanding of what you said was that you don't believe that porn only involves the people who are consenting to the process of creating and viewing it. You think that it somehow has some sort of deleterious effect on society as a whole, and so therefore you're kind of making an excuse for government regulation, which you haven't really specified yet because we didn't have time in the last hour. So you had said that you can appreciate not having a prohibition and that the federal government isn't the right way to do things. And then you sort of started talking about local government. Where were you going with that, and did I get anything wrong? Go ahead.
Well, no, that's about right. I don't know that I have anything particularly intelligent to say as far as a specific local reform that I would recommend. But I do think that the point is valid that so much depends on which level of government is doing the regulating, because the closer you get to local government, the more customized and narrowly tailored that regulation can be for a particular group and a particular culture. You know, if you live in a small rural town, those people are going to have different views and perspectives about something controversial like pornography than if you live in Las Vegas. And each group should be able to live in a place that accommodates their perspective to the degree that's reasonable and feasible according to the place.
Well, I have to say that I partially agree with what you're saying, in that if you to get together with a group of people who has a viewpoint that you share and you want to create your own like-minded community, like, you know, Porn Freeville or something like that, where, you know, there's some sort of regular searches of people's homes to make sure nobody's hiding any pornography, if you want to consent to that sort of thing, that's certainly your business. But you don't have a right to tell somebody else what they can do or can't do in the privacy of their own home or in their backyard or wherever it is they want to produce and or view pornography. And the idea that somehow having a majority of people in an area who agrees with you makes it okay to enforce your viewpoint on others is really not very freedom oriented, and that's kind of scary to me.
Well, I can certainly appreciate that perspective, and I agree that we don't want warrantless searches and seizures going on, and I'm certainly not recommending that we implement that kind of a thing. But I also think that any time you're talking about rights, you're not talking about absolutes. You're talking about balancing of interests. Take any right in the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence and take that right to an extreme, and now you've got tyranny going on. So everything is a balancing act. And that's why the Supreme Court uses the...
Take that right to an extreme and you've got tyranny? Can you explain that one to me? I'm a little lost.
Well, how is the freedom of speech, which I would assume be limited to your own property, how would that be a tyranny?
Well, if the freedom of speech includes the ability to shout fire in a theater, or if it includes...
That's not what freedom of speech is. Okay, so freedom of speech is where you can say what you want on your own property or on public property. Private theaters are privately owned, and so therefore they can tell you what you can and can't do in there. You can't, turn your cell phone on speaker mode and, you know, allow someone to start shouting over the phone. You can't generally start shouting. You can't shout fire.
Also, if you have ever been in a crowded theater and shouted fire, it doesn't do anything.
Right, well, we're just speaking hypothetically, but then take the same thing to a public forum. Can a person standing on a public street corner wear a shirt that says, you know, something, I was going to say something profane, but we can't get around it. Suppose it says something very profane, and it's...
F the N-words. That would be pretty profane.
Yes, they should be able to be free to do that.
Precisely, they should be able to do that.
Okay, and now I'm walking down the street with my 7-year-old, who's just learning to read, and is reading things like that. You're telling me that that person standing on the corner, their ability to wear that shirt doesn't impact me or my family.
Well, I think that it impacts it. I mean, you take chances when you go out in public. For instance, there used to be, when I was growing up, there was the S Happens bumper sticker. And it's a pretty profane word, and there was a certain amount of controversy about it, but it didn't stop people from putting S Happens on the back of their car. And, so my mom had to have a conversation with me about that and how that went. And
how dare you be put in a position where you have to have an honest conversation with your kids about profanity or whatever. I mean, this is really disturbing to me, this viewpoint, and it's not the first time it's been proffered on this program by a caller. The idea that you exercising your rights would somehow have some sort of tangential effect on the world in which other people who don't agree with the exercise of that right are living in, and so therefore those other people should be able to control you and stop you from exercising your right, whether it's watching pornography or producing pornography or smoking marijuana or having a shirt on it, wearing a shirt that says FU or something like that. These are all things that do not directly affect you, and that they do not cause you harm. Now, you can claim that you're harmed. harmed by the virtue of the fact that you have to, now you feel like you have to have a conversation with your kids, but that's the risk you take going out into public where you might see somebody with an FU shirt on. I'm sorry, if you don't like that, then maybe you should live in a place where everybody is crystal clean and there's no profanity allowed.
That's
not a government where 100% of the people have agreed to it, like the Ave Maria town.
Ave Maria down in, near Fort Myers, they're having this sort of Catholic town. I think it's a fascinating idea.
Good luck, James, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You may take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you'd like, though you can't say the F-bomb on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on the fence sitting. Why did I say fence sitting? Face sitting. I guess fence sitting is more commonly discussed publicly than face sitting is. But we've got this, there's a face sitting protest happening in the UK over a porn ban. It led to a conversation about rights, and I want to continue on that conversation about rights as well, and talk about the Ave Maria town, which we mentioned the very end of the last segment. I've done a little digging, and maybe, Mark, things were not as we thought they were with this Ave Maria town. We'll talk about that here in a moment. It was supposed to be this sort of private Catholic town, but it seems as though it has been misrepresented in the media.
Hmm, that's interesting. Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and depending on where you live, you can reach tens of thousands a week. You know that people love to read bumper stickers. I don't know about you, but I found myself scooting up in the traffic light just to be able to take a good look at that bumper sticker. So you can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. It's fun to just scroll through them and read them. Libertystickers.com.
So we had a guy on the phone a moment ago who was explaining why he believes that people pushing their rights too far, in his opinion, results in tyranny. The idea being, as I understood it, that if he's walking his 7-year-old child down the street and someone's standing there with a S Happens t-shirt on, that it's tyranny because he will then have to do something in regards to explaining that to his child.
It sounds like he just wants more freedom of choice in his own world. Like, he wants to be able to limit the exposure that his child might see to these ideas. I can empathize a little bit. It's a tragedy of the commons situation.
It is a tragedy of the commons.
We wouldn't be walking around these streets that are owned by governments. We would be perhaps on private property owned by corporations or people. And Kmart wouldn't allow a guy to stand with an offensive shirt to make all his customers angry. They would say, hey, you've got to leave, or you can't be on this sidewalk, right?
But Derek, I mean, are you really advocating streets that where whoever it is the street owner is actually trying to control what clothing can be worn by the people who are walking down that street?
I imagine, and there would be other places where there would be businesses that are trying to attract people of certain types of clothing to stand and be out inside of our store. We want certain people who look like you to be out here.
We're running a rave here.
Yeah.
I think that that's absolutely true, but I also think that it's dangerous to assume that you're going to create Pleasantville. Mm-hmm. That it's this sort of the carrot that's dangled out in front of a certain classification of people. Because nobody wants their kids to grow up in a town where people are reading a bunch of filth on their, from their T-shirts and that sort of thing. I mean, nobody particularly wants that. Once you have kids, you suddenly get a more conservative in certain areas. But I was just telling the story of what it was like growing up when the S Happens bumper sticker was going around. Mm-hmm. You guys are a little young for that one, but there literally were just, one out of 20 cars in Bradenton, Florida, where I was growing up, had a bumper sticker that said S Happens, and it wasn't just the first letter.
Sure.
And so, this was a conversation that my mother, who was a Sunday school teacher, who sent me to Christian school, all these other things, had to have with me. As a matter of fact, she also had to talk about when I went into bathrooms. Back then, you would write on people wrote on bathroom walls. So I would go into the bathrooms and I'd read the things that people wrote on bathroom walls, and I'd come back and report them to my mother. she'd have to have these uncomfortable conversations. I'm sorry, the world's full of uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah, that's not tyranny. To be put into a position in which you have to have a conversation, you feel as though you have to have a conversation, that you just can't ignore the man with the S Happens t-shirt on, that you have to address it. To call that tyranny is ridiculous, and it also is an abrogation. It leads towards the destruction of the idea of rights. You know, the idea of rights are that, at least my understanding,
I don't believe rights are mitigated. That's what the caller was claiming, and I just disagree with
that. He said that's the role of government, is to mitigate rights, is what he said, and by all evidence, that's exactly what
they do. That's the role they've taken for themselves.
But
Well, I'm curious what it would take to really create one of these Pleasantvilles, because I would like to have it happen, not because I'd like to join one, but because I'd like someplace for these people to be able to go. Like,
I totally agree.
Hey, you know, you want to be in Prude Town? Go for it. I'll be over in Hedonism Town.
You know what would be interesting, though?
We can visit each other.
I think it'd be fascinating if that actually did happen, Derek, because then we would get to see where all the prudes disagree on things, right? Because if you put a bunch of prudes...
They won't be happy.
Of course not. No, I mean, you put a bunch of prudes together, and then they'll all start getting... You know, they'll take sides on other issues that you've never seen them taking sides on before.
She peels the skin off of apples, and, you know, they have all different chairs. If she cuts the crust off of sandwiches, and, you know, there's going to be things to complain about.
So, anyway, the idea behind rights is that, you know, these are good ideas to respect in other folks so we can have the right to express ourselves in the way that we want to. And if you try to control others in the rights that they can utilize, then ultimately you shouldn't be surprised if those people try to turn around and then control you.
They're gonna.
You know, they'll tell you, oh, well, you don't want us to wear the S Happens t-shirt. Well, we don't want you to be reading your Bible verses on the street corner either. And before you know it, nobody gets to have any fun anymore. They don't get to say the things they want to say. And that's true tyranny, is what he was talking about. To me, what he's saying is what leads down the road to tyranny, to suggest that the choices of someone as far as what they watch or what they say or what they wear is in some way affecting you in a negative fashion, to where you should be able to tell them they shouldn't be able to do it, they can't do it, and if they do it, you're going to put them in a cage. That, to me, is tyranny.
And by the way, that's the only choice. The cage, something that you really have to own when you're looking at prohibitions, whether they're on a large scale or a small scale.
Right, because he sounded like he was advocating it only by a local government, but it's the same cage. It's the same threat.
He wasn't sure how a porn, ban on a local level would work, and I would applaud him in that, and the fact that you simply cannot ban porn. You can talk to people about the dangers of porn, but you can't ban it. It's unless you're talking about banning the internet. Okay, they've got Osama bin Laden, a man who is willing to kill for his religion, that does not believe in porn, very strongly does not believe in porn. Had porn on his computer.
Did he?
So, yeah. That was one of the big scandals. Osama bin Laden had porn. I don't know whether it's true or not, but I'm going to go ahead and say that it is.
They had porn in the Roman times, and I've heard of even cave paintings that were suggestive. I mean, it's going to be around forever.
Indeed.
Let's talk to Brock. He is also in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Brock. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
First, I just wanted to say thank you guys for what you do. I at first started listening to your program and thought it was funny, and I didn't agree with anything you guys really said, but as I listened and as I opened my mind to the ideas, I've really become a freedom-oriented person, and I've been able to share actually a lot of these ideas with other people, with other people like coworkers and friends. But I wanted to ask your guys' opinion.
Fantastic. Thank you for that.
I wanted to ask your guys' opinion. You guys are talking about rights, and I wanted to ask your opinion about, like, the Westboro Baptist Church. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
Oh, yep. Yes.
Those despicable people have rights, too.
Very much so. Hang on, Brock. So, we'll bring you back for the discussion. Stand by. More with Brock. Westboro Baptist Church, some of the most offensive protesters out there. And, I have to stand with their right to do it. But we'll see exactly what Brock's question is in a moment. 855-453. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100. Commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about rights, among other things. Face-sitting protest in the UK. Still have some highlights to share from that. Of course, you can also take control here and bring up anything you'd like. You can... protect yourself online by using ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your data, meaning that your internet service provider, whoever they might be, can no longer snoop on what you're doing. They won't know what website you're visiting. They won't know where you're going, what you're up to. They won't be able to log it anymore. They're probably logging it right now, keeping track of all the sites, all the search terms you enter, maybe keeping those logs up to 5 years in some cases. You can put a stop to it by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Get signed up there. You can actually start for free. They've got a free account, but it's bandwidth limited. When you're ready to unlock that account and go to unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites via their premium account. Just use our discount code. It's FTL50. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live, the number 50, to get to 50% off the price of their annual account, breaking the price down to just under $5 a month. And that gets you the savings, that same savings, for the lifetime of the account, no matter what your choice is over there. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50. Again, ProXPN.com/FTL is a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's bring Brock back here. He's in St. George, Utah. Brock, we didn't really have enough time to get your thoughts out in the last segment, so go ahead with what you were trying to get out there.
Sure. I just had a question for you guys. I don't know how I feel about it, but how do you guys feel about, you know, people like the Westboro Baptist Church? Is there speech or ways to express yourself that is, you know, as like hate crime, or, you know, is there a speech so, what's the word, extreme that, you know, it infringes on the rights of others?
My answer is no. I mean, unqualified answer of no. There is no too extreme speech. There is no speech that should be disallowed. I think the answer to speech that's offensive is more speech, not to shut down the speech of those who are offensive. Now, that's not to say I don't think that private property owners can't control these things. Like, so for instance, if you own a bar or a restaurant or someplace where people from the public are allowed to be, you do have a right to tell somebody, hey, you can't say that in here, and, you know, please leave the premises. But as far as public property is concerned, and as far as private property on which the private property that you own, then you should be able to say whatever it is you darn well please, no matter how offensive it is. Don't you guys agree?
When you say you should be able to, I would say that there shouldn't be no legal prohibition. I would also claim that, society has a way of taking care of some of these things to some extent.
Well, there's ostracism.
But there's ass beating. Too, and I'm not advocating.
That's not an appropriate.
That's what your claim is. But for instance, if I stood on the corner and every couple that went by, I told, I said, "Hey buddy, your wife's ugly," right? Like, and just kept doing that over time.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty quickly, I am going to face the knuckles of some irate individual, and. Few people.
It would not justify what that irate.
What do you mean justify?
Meaning that might doesn't make right.
It wouldn't be legal what that person did, and it wouldn't also be right what that person did. But what you are saying is true, Mark. It is an observation of reality.
It's an observation of reality, and consider that a lot of people just don't care, right? Like, if I get my butt beat, that there's nobody. People aren't going to be lining up to testify to the officers. Hey, you know, oh, it was terrible. That man got beaten up, and all he was doing was expressing his opinion. No, they're going to be like, good.
In the case of the Westboro Baptist Church, they've come to where I was living on the corner of my street in Philadelphia, and I was glad to see the police defending the Westboro Baptist Church protesters from people who would do them harm.
Absolutely. And in point of fact, isn't it exactly what the Westboro Baptist folks want? I mean, don't they
make
want
their money.
To be attacked? Because then if you attack somebody over something they said, you're the one who's violated that person's rights, and you absolutely deserve to pay a penalty and pay for their hospital bills, and then pay for their lost time and their lost, you know, ability to enjoy their lives. Absolutely, because it's wrong to use violence to solve problems.
The best answer to the Westboro Baptist Church, in my opinion, was when Fred Phelps, the leader of the group, died. A week later, the group held a regular protest that they were attending, but without him, of course, and an opposing group showed up across the street with a banner maybe 10 feet wide that said, "We're sorry for your loss."
Oh, that's nice.
I thought that was a nice sentiment because they used speech.
That's not my favorite one. My favorite one is where across the street from their church, somebody, I don't know if they bought or sold or whatever, but some house became under the control of one of the opposition of Westboro Baptist Church, and they painted the house rainbow right across the street, which is also free speech.
Yeah, that is cute.
But yeah, more speech, the solution to speech you don't like. So yes, do I agree with Westboro Baptist Church? No, I don't agree at all with what they say or what I've heard that they say. But do I agree with their right to express their despicable ideas? Yes, absolutely, and I will stand up for that.
I think that's because if you put all the ideas out there, good and bad, the good ideas tend to float to the top, and the bad ideas can be dismissed.
Brock, what do you think?
I really appreciate your guys' answer. I think I can go with that. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Because free speech, we haven't touched on this yet, but the idea behind free speech is to protect the offensive speech.
It's absolutely true. Right? Free speech isn't popular speech. Yeah. Popular speech doesn't need to be free. People like it.
Mm-hmm.
Free speech is offensive speech. Whatever that speech might be, That's but remember, free speech only has to do with the government. It doesn't have to do with private property. It doesn't have to do with individuals. I think that there's a great deal of pressure on certain types of speech, and you know, those are societal, and that's how that goes. And there's nothing, you don't have a right to not feel pressure.
Yeah, that's certainly true, which comes back around to the thing that other caller was talking about earlier. He feels like he's pressured when somebody's on the streets with a S Happens T-shirt. He feels like he's pressured into having to have a conversation with his son or daughter at age 7 about what that means and why you shouldn't say it, or, you know, whatever it is. And I agree with you, Mark. You know, just because you feel pressured is not the fault of the other individual. It should not abrogate their right to express themselves. And I don't support, by the way, if we did come to this reality where all property was privately owned, I would not want to support a company that owned like a sidewalk somewhere trying to tell someone they can't wear an S Happens T-shirt. While it would be legitimate for them to do that, I personally hope we don't go into that world. And I understand there could be towns like that.
Hey, I am for that because I want to shop in that district. I want to be in an area where there are nice stores where people are like, hey, get off of these streets. We don't want your, you know, we don't
so
want your crowd.
So you support the prohibition on an S Happens T-shirt on private property?
Outside of Hugo Boss, there should be a prohibition on that shirt. You can't look ugly outside of Hugo Boss. You can't do this, can't do that. And then on other places, they say, yes, we want you. Come here. You know, it doesn't matter what you're wearing. No shoes, no shirt. We'll still serve you.
Yeah, I'd be more leaning towards patronizing places that are more allowing of people's free speech rather than more restrictive of it. Which takes me back to the discussion we were having earlier briefly. We touched on this Ave Maria because we suggested, Mark, you suggested, and I kind of backed you up on this, that the caller earlier who was disturbed by pornography, that he moved to this town which has been purported as a Catholic town. There were news stories. This came out as long as, I think it was 2005 when it was first actually, you know, they broke ground on this. We've been talking about this for years. And the stories we read back then were that this was a Catholic town. The founder of Domino's Pizza is this devout Catholic, and he's, you know, one of the founders of this town, this Ave Maria, this sort of a planned community. And there were news stories about how, like, the Walgreens, like, you know, big companies could come in and open a store.
But they couldn't sell condoms.
They couldn't sell not just condoms, but all kinds of birth control. They weren't allowed to do that. So even though your average Walgreens would certainly sell these things in order to get the lease in this private town, they were supposedly not allowed to sell certain things. Which,
that's
again,
kind of cool.
I support their right to make those decisions. But according to the Ave Herald, which is ostensibly the local newspaper in Ave Maria, Florida, this is the Ave Maria stories that were wrong 7 years ago are still wrong. An article about misunderstandings about this particular community. And according to this, one of the myths is that only Catholics live or would want to live in Ave Maria. So is this really a private town? It doesn't sound like it is. Or if it is, it's not as restrictive as we were first led to believe that it is. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. And you can also share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Turns out maybe this Ave Maria Florida thing isn't what we thought that it was for many years on Free Talk Live. The news headlines had made it out to sound like it was like some kind of private town created by Catholics, you know, sort of devout Catholics, where they wanted to come and just sort of have a community in which they could, that would be more theirs. It would be more to their liking, more to the liking of someone who has a very devout Catholic belief system, which I supported. You know, I'm not a Catholic, but I support their right to have that. I think they should. You know, if it's private property, set whatever darn rules you want. If you want to stop the Walgreens from selling contraception, you know, it's your business.
Right.
I don't support it, but it's your business.
Some hotels support, you know, there's nudist hotels. There's regular hotels.
Really?
There's high-end hotels. What do you think a nudist resort is?
Okay. Yeah, I guess you're right. I always thought it was a place where people live rather than stay temporarily.
No, it's definitely a temporary thing.
Huh.
You know, they've got all these things. It's, you know, but just different tastes and that sort of thing. I think that should be true in communities, too. I think that there should be competition for people. Let's find out who wants to live where. So, you know, no big deal.
So we were getting into some of the details here from the Ave Herald. This is the local newspaper there, because Ave Maria is apparently a thing. It started back in 2005, I think is when it was founded, and they opened up in 2007, according to this. And they're saying here that misinformation has been put out on various different websites that is not correct, they claim, about Ave Maria, and it sounds like we may have been victim to some of these news stories that may not have been well-researched that we talked about here on Free Talk Live over the years. By the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, and if you like what we're doing, please support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. It helps us out a lot by helping us get on more radio stations. We can use that money to reach out to news stations to get the ideas of liberty on the air. You heard our gentleman caller earlier saying thank you to Free Talk Live, that we helped, you know, him understand the ideas of liberty, that, you know, when he started listening, he was in one place, and now he's a lot more freedom-friendly. So we've heard those stories many times over the years, and they're great. We love hearing those. We love hearing that, and that's part of the reason why we do Free Talk Live, is to get the message of freedom out there and to express it in a way that's understandable, at least we hope, and that people can encounter and hopefully learn
from. We've been doing it a long time.
Yeah, so if you like what we're doing, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on the site. And get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that the regular podcast does. We also have the amp-only Facebook group, which is also a lot of fun. So you get some perks, and it's only $5 a month. It makes a big difference for us. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com, and I will thank you in advance for doing so. All right, here's a story from AveHerald.com, going over some of the myths about their community. They say that the Ave Herald is an independent publication that has no affiliation with the town developers or Ave Maria University, which is a Catholic university based in the town. It's been published since the fall of 2008, and they claim to be a factual record of life in the town during those 6 years. This was published this year in November, this article. During those 6 years, we have spoken either on the phone or in person to reporters from news organizations in the U.S. and Europe seeking background for stories they plan to do about a town where the residents have no rights, a town that is run dictatorially by Ave Maria University founder Tom Monahan, who was also the founder of Domino's Pizza,
yeah,
and a place where only Catholics live. None of these stories ran in any respected legitimate media outlets, and there was a reason for this. The facts got in the way. Here, for anyone interested in the truth, are the most oft-repeated myths about Ave Maria and the reality. Myth: only Catholics live or would want to live in Ave Maria. Reality: there are people of all faiths, and some with no faith, living in Ave Maria. Some come because the homes are a good value. Others come to live by a golf course, as many people in Florida do. And yes, some come because the town is built around a Catholic university and offers a family-friendly environment for people of all religious beliefs. There is even land set aside in the town by the developers for a non-Catholic place of worship. And a significant percentage of students at Ave Maria University are not Catholic.
I can tell you that when you're looking at schools in town that are private schools, private religious schools, you will find that the Catholic school tends to have the largest population of people who, you know, just sort of disagree. Private schools usually tend to be better as far as an education goes. Mm-hmm. So a lot of parents will choose a private school. They will choose the ones that, you know, that academically please them before they choose the ones that sort of the religiously please them. So you'll find people, you know, Jewish people, Protestant people, all different kinds of folks sending their kids to Catholic schools because they feel like it's the best one in town. When I was growing up, it was sort of, you know, there were two private schools that were sort of in competition for the title of the best school in town. And the, you know, there's no doubt that St. Joe's produced some really St. Stephen's, and then they graduated St. Joe's. I'm not exactly sure. It's been a long time. So St. Stephen's certainly produced some good kids. I mean, they were academically one of the best schools in town.
Myth: access to media such as cable television is restricted to prevent residents from watching certain types of programs. Reality: entertainment choices are unrestricted in Ave Maria. The cable provider in town is Comcast, and the service is exactly the same as what's available in every other community in Collier County, Florida, that Comcast serves. In addition, many residents opt for satellite television services that are similarly unrestricted. Also, there is unfettered, high-speed internet access. The falsehood stems from an off-the-cuff comment made in 2004 by Mr. Monahan that he quickly retracted. They go on saying myth.
Well, at least they point out that there was an off-the-cuff comment that caused that, because off-the-cuff comments can cause a lot of things.
Sure. Residents in Ave Maria have no vote on anything. Reality: people in Ave Maria vote the same way people do in all other unincorporated areas of Collier County, which include much of the greater Naples area and nearby town of Immokalee. Now, it's interesting that this is considered an unincorporated town.
What does that mean?
I've never really been able to figure it out. There's, you know, like most of the towns and cities here in New Hampshire are considered municipal corporations. They are incorporated, and usually you'll see on a town sign it'll say incorporated in, and then, you know, 1790 or 1800.
An unincorporated town is a place with a name. That's what it is. It has no government specifically for it. It is just what we call a postal district. You know, for instance...
So there is no city council of Ave Maria, is what you're saying.
As I understand it.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, that would be as I understand what an unincorporated town is. So, for instance, Ian, you're from Sarasota, Florida.
That's incorporated.
That's incorporated, but Vamo is not. That's a area south of Sarasota, you know, north of Nokomis and those sorts of things. It's just an area of town. Fruitville, for instance, is another one. Now it just seems like a road, but there was a place called Fruitville at one point in Sarasota, and it's just a name. It's not a It's just sort of a name for a place.
But this is different, right? Like, because Ave Maria has a website, and there's, you know, there's a push to move people there.
Yeah.
It may not be what we expected that it was. The way that it was proposed, or at least the way it was being reported on back in, almost a decade ago now, was that this was going to be a private town. And it doesn't quite sound like that. If it was that, because it sounded like they were buying hundreds of acres, and then, you know, selling those acreage with certain restrictions on it.
Yeah, it sounded like a big deed, Catholic deed restricted community.
That's the way it sounded. And now the local newspaper is saying that's just not the case.
It's basically a Catholic free state project where you just move in and you know, share our values or whatever.
Sounds like that could be more of an accurate description.
Sounds pretty cool to me.
So residents, again, they say, yes, you can vote. You're just voting in the county because, again, there's no city on which to vote. And jumping ahead, they get a little bit more detailed on the – apparently they have a special district called the Ave Maria Stewardship Community District. And
that sounds government-y.
They say it functions as the equivalent of what most American towns would be, a public utilities board. Kind of special district is not unique to Ave Maria, and there are many such districts overseeing a variety of functions throughout Florida. So I guess they, I don't know, they do stuff like sewage. Anyway, what's wrong with the Vatican? Isn't that where Catholics would want to move?
I think there's a fairly small place, you know, the Vatican City, if you're talking about.
Yeah, isn't there already a Catholic city?
The Vatican is entirely owned by the Roman Catholic Church. They are not interested in you, a working person, living there.
You can't move and live with the Pope?
If you're, like, one of his people.
Okay.
If you're an employee.
Yeah.
Okay.
You wear one of those red gowns or something. Myth, contraceptives are banned. Reality, the sale of contraceptives is not restricted by any town regulation. The supermarket in town is free to sell them. And although there is no drugstore yet in Ave Maria, I guess that Walgreens never opened up, there are two national chain drugstores about 10 minutes away that sell every type of contraceptive. So that's something that was interesting, you know, a little bit of info about Ave Maria we didn't know about previously. If you'd like to share your thoughts on intentional communities, which I think are a great idea, you're welcome to do that. 855-450-FREE. More coming up here. Uber surge pricing. In the news again, people are upset.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators Floorbuster Deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.